All right, I am here with Casey Donahue of the Casey Donahue Band. You guys are a pretty big deal in Texas, and your most recent album debuted at number 3 on the country album charts. For those that may not be too familiar with you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, you know, we've been making music 15 years. Live in Fort Worth, Texas. Grew up in Fort Worth, Texas. My wife has been our manager since we started playing music. Still the manager and still independent artist. She runs the office right there beside our house and does all the merchandising and all that stuff. Kind of living the American dream. Small town, small business.
Yeah.
Making good.
All right. All right, your previously mentioned album came out about 10 months ago. Are you working on anything new, any new projects right now?
Yeah, we're going to go in the studio and cut a new national single we're going to ship out later this year. And then in July, 1st of July, we're going in and we're going to cut a 15-year anniversary record. So we're going to go back and touch up some of the songs from the very beginning.
Like greatest hits.
Yeah, greatest hits, but you know, tribute to some of the old stuff where we made records for $1,500 and you know, they sound like they were made for $1,500. So we're gonna go back and do some of our favorites, their favorites, and a couple covers.
Okay. Right. Now it's pretty cool that like Texas country is its own subgenre of country music where bands not well known nationwide can, you know, pack arenas throughout the state. What makes Texas country different from the rest of what America's used to hearing on country radio?
You know, I think the biggest thing, you know, I think that the difference is you know, in Texas, you know, most, if you're in a band in Texas and you're calling yourself Texas music, you know, you're playing original music almost, you know, exclusively playing songs that you wrote. And I think that's a big difference. And, you know, I think there's more of a storytelling aspect to what comes out of Texas. You got legends like, you know, Robert Earl Keen, you know, Pat Green, even going back to where it gets going. It's one of those things that I think people love about Texas music is the storytelling.
Right.
You know, I think you kind of lose some of that in
today's country. It's kind of like the modern version of what country music used to be.
Right. Yeah, you know, a lot of people, I hear people say that music from Texas reminds them of 90s country.
Exactly.
And I think that's kind of the feel.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Some Texas artists, as you mentioned, such as Pat Green and Jack Ingram, have become nationally known with big hits on national country radio. Is that something that you're hoping to achieve as well? You mentioned you're about to release a new national single.
I mean, that's the goal. I think that's what we've been missing in our career. That's just, you know, naturally the next progressive step.
Right.
But, you know, we're a little different than that. We're trying to do this on our own as an independent artist.
Right.
And so, you know, we're going to stay in control of what we do, what we say, what we play. Really important to me, what I wear.
Yeah.
So we're gonna stay in charge.
I overheard you talk about avoiding skinny jeans in another interview just a few minutes ago. We won't dive into that, but
yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah. Good to hear. Good to hear. Okay. What has been the biggest wow moment of your career?
Biggest wow moment. You know, career-wise, you know, we got to play Red Rocks three times.
Oh, that's great.
Outside of Denver, and that was a bucket list moment. You know, we've sold out Billy Bob's Texas, which
only the biggest nightclub.
It's the biggest honky tonk in the world, so that was pretty cool too. You know, we played some cool shows. I got to meet Garth once. I thought was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, nice guy.
Got to see George Strait play a private party at Green Hall for 400 people,
about
15 feet away. So that was a good moment too.
Yeah. Okay. Outside of music, what is something that you're really passionate about?
You know, I'm a big Second Amendment advocate, big gun collector, a hunter, outdoorsman. You know, I love sports. I got two little boys, and we spend a lot of time outdoors or doing sporting activities, and that's how I spend my free time. That and still love horses and roping and riding and cowboy stuff.
Yeah. And you say you like to do outdoor stuff. Does that include fishing?
Yeah, okay. I do a little fishing.
One of my kind of off-ball questions I like to ask, you know, and you know, they say everything's bigger in Texas. What's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
About a 7-pound bass probably is the biggest. I mean, I've caught a bass. That's the biggest bass. I caught about a 16-pound striper in Lake Whitney on a guided deal. That's probably the biggest fish.
Okay.
I love to bass fish, though. It's my favorite.
Okay, and you mentioned bucket list. So one of my questions: what's the number one item still on your bucket list that you haven't done yet?
You know, we're gonna go to the UK in October, and that was that was something that was on my bucket list for sure. I'd like to play Royal Albert Hall over there. We're not playing that quite yet, but that'd be someplace cool I'd like to go, Jim.
Okay. Let's see. What's your schedule like for the rest of the week here at CMA Fest?
You know, this is the last day here. We're playing today. We're hitting the stage at 3:50 today outside, Chevrolet stage, and then we roll out of here to head up to Iowa City, South Dakota this weekend.
Okay.
And then we got a big California run coming up here in a couple weeks.
All right. And last question, what advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
Go to law school. Get a business school, get a job, get a good job. Somebody told me this when I got started, and I still kind of hold on to it right now, is that, do everything you can yourself until you can't do it anymore.
Right.
And then hire someone you trust to do that job.
That's a very good, solid piece of advice.
There you go.
All right, well, thank you for taking the time to sit down with us. And
appreciate
we hope you have a great CMA Fest, and good luck in the future.
Yeah, man, for sure. Holler us if you get up. Get up our direction.
Okay, will do. Thank you.